Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for mostly sunny skies the next few days with a 20-30% chance of rain. The afternoon highs will reach the 80s and the lows at night will be in the 70s. Let's get things started in real estate. Miami is emerging as a hub for cryptocurrency activity. And a forthcoming luxury property sale could show what the South Florida real estate market of tomorrow looks like. One Sotheby's International Realty and Voxel Architects are collaborating with developer Gabe Sierra on Meta Residence. That's an 11,000-square-foot Miami mansion that will have a virtual counterpart in the form of a non-fungible token, better known as an NFT. A digital token can be bought, sold, and exchanged in various forms, including images and audio. The virtual counterpart will exist inside the metaverse on digital platform The Sandbox. The person that buys the NFT at auction later this year will then gain rights to the physical property, expected to be finished by the end of the year. One Sotheby's International Realty will execute the property's sale on the Ethereum blockchain. The property's minimum price has yet to be determined. In food news, the new Alton Food Hall is the third to open within a 2-mile radius in South Beach. But this one is set far west on the island, among residential condos and apartments. And it aims to cater to locals. Alton Food Hall is the newest venture from Cloud Kitchens, a ghost kitchen company by Uber founder Travis Kalanick. The food hall's approach is different, with 18 local favorites, like Outposts of North Miami Beach's Dumpling King and Kendall's Tacos and Tattoos. The new food hall on Alton Road also hosts several ghost kitchens where locals can order pickup or delivery. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In condo news, the failure by lawmakers in Tallahassee to respond to the Surfside condo collapse has further brought an exodus of insurers no longer willing to underwrite policies in Florida. The retreat by insurance companies has left condo associations to deal with insurers in the lesser regulated surplus market. The upheaval is translating to major price hikes on premiums. Condo associations are also having a hard time getting their pre-Surfside policies renewed. Instead, they are forced to sift through estimates for less protective plans that cost twice as much or higher. Those lucky enough to renew their policies are doing so at 30% to 50% premium increases. In sports, a Miami-Dade Circuit Court judge won't stand in the way of the upcoming Formula One race at Hard Rock Stadium. Judge Alan Fine said he won't hold an injunction hearing before the Miami Grand Prix begins May 6. That denies a request by Miami Gardens neighbors who say noise from the event could cause hearing damage. Fine said any potential harm to the residents would be avoidable, perhaps by wearing earplugs or staying inside. And finally, a new restaurant opening inside the Lifehouse south of Fifth Hotel is laid back, in name and atmosphere. Pretty Swell is named for the surf scene and ocean just a few steps away from its location in South Beach. It's a cafe, a bar, and a restaurant, all three focusing on sustainable practices and healthy cuisine. The restaurant opens May 2nd at the Lifehouse south of 5th at 3rd Street and Collins Avenue. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.